yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO. High School Hoops is back as we're live in Sydney. The Sydney girls hosting Green in a MAC matchup here tonight at Sydney High School. Again, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And I'm joined by, well, normally he's here for football season. It's a rare basketball appearance, but I think we'll be seeing him more often this year. Coach Sky Thompson is with us. Sky, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Nate. I'm happy to be here. Happy to do another game with you.
You're not coaching this year, unfortunately, but that means more time in the broadcast booth.
We'll see.
We signed you to a lucrative deal, pulled you off the court, and now you're here in the booth.
I'm usually exclusive to football with that contract, but we'll see. I might have to talk with Craig about that back at CDO headquarters.
Yes, we do owe you, I think, still from football season, and we have something up our sleeves for you. So.
Oh, boy.
But tonight should be a good game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about this because an interesting early season matchup between Green, who's coming in undefeated and is looking very good on their side of the division, and Sydney, I would say on their side, a lot to work with going up against Unitego, going to be tough, and we can break all that down when we come back. So it'll be Green Girls here at Sydney tonight. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here tonight. The Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney girls hosting Green. And Sky, when we look at the two divisions this year, there's been a little fluctuation between who's in what division. But let's break down here between Division 1 and Division 2 how these teams are doing so far.
Yeah, you got Sydney at 1-1 overall and Green 3-0 overall at the top of their division. And Sydney, according to yours, is second, I guess, but they're pretty even top to bottom on Division One. There's Green's in Division Two with Oxford, Unadilla Valley, BG, and Harpersville.
Yeah, I think Division One, and this is not me throwing any shade out there, to me, after seeing a couple of teams in the early going, Division One is tough. Unitego, Sydney, Delhi, Walton Downsville, all very tough teams in that division. DH will give you a game too. Green on the other side, I think, it, you could put it in air quotes, might have an easier road to the playoffs. They already have two wins in the league. I saw Oxford last night, obviously losing a player like Madeline Barrows. That's tough to replace. But Oxford, UV, BG, Harpersville, all tough teams. But this Green team is just getting such great balance. I was telling you before we went on, Sky, in their win against Walton Downsville earlier in the week, they had seven players with over 7 points apiece. So they don't have that player necessarily that's going to step up and get you 25 or 30, but they have a lot that could give you 8 to 10.
Yeah, and I mean, when you have balance like that, it's very great because you don't have to rely on that one person. You just know there can be multiple girls on the team that you can go to and get a bucket. But we talked about also before the game, Sydney has that one girl that scores quite a bit of points for them who's very talented.
Ava Sirigliano has been great. Got to see her play. It's been a long layoff here for Sydney. They haven't played since last Monday, the Monday before this one. In that overtime thriller here at Sydney against Norwich. Ava's just tough. And even on nights where you think, oh, she's having a quiet night, she's somehow getting 20 or 25. And she's remarkable on the glass. She can get up and down the floor. She's tough.
So far this year, you have a nice added feature. The Nate Law website is scores through two games so far, averaging 17.5 points a game.
Yeah, that puts her in the top 10 locally so far, and I think that number is either going to continue to grow or she's going to move up the list, because anybody I'm finding on this list keeping up over 15 points a game, I mean, that's just, it's a lot of points. And you have a clunker here and there, and all of a sudden you're down at 12 or 10 or whatever. Ava is one of those players that I think 17.5 might be the low point. She might be going up the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what she does tonight, as well as, you said, this balanced Green team.
Sydney has a lot of size, too. When you look out on the floor here, not only Ava, who's standing probably 6 foot tall or 6'1", Maya Paul, a junior, has some good size out there, probably standing about 5'11", 6 foot. Nayla Miley, a great sensational sophomore, brings some good size. This Sydney team, I feel like, has the size. They're looking for that guard to step up and replace Emma Simmons. Not easy to do when you're replacing a 1,000-point scorer, but we'll see what they do here tonight. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the Green Girls visiting Sydney High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Green Girls visiting Sydney here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our producer down in our Sydney Main Street studios. Okay, let's do our starting lineups. First for Green here tonight, and longtime head coach Dave Gorton. They start with number 3, a junior, Claire Flanagan. A freshman, number 5, Mia Yonner. A junior, number 15, Abby Yonner. A junior, number 23, Callie Knapp. And a sophomore, number 24, Josie Dutcher. So no seniors in this starting lineup for Green. Talking to Coach Gorton before the game, he said, I like that we're going to have this crew for a while to come here. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Don Pierce, they have senior number 2, Ava Sirigliano, junior number 4, Bree Taylor, senior number 12, Michaela Bales. Watch her on defense tonight. She really gets after it. Eighth grader, number 20, Bella Conroy, and sophomore number 44, Nayla Miley. Sydney is in the white uniforms here tonight with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. The Sydney Sabres here, the first game for a Sydney basketball team since they have come up with the new name. So you got to love that. Green is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says green and white lettering across the front of the chest there. So we're ready to jump it up. Green will be going left to right, and Sydney right to left. So we will have Ava Sirigliano jumping up for Sydney and Mia Yanner here for Green.
And what a luxury for the coach to know that this team's basically coming back next year.
Yeah, a team that could do very well this year and in the future. Tip is won by Sydney, but stolen back by Green. They'll look to bring it up the floor with Claire Flanagan. Flanagan finds Josie Dutcher on the right side. Again, Green going left to right. They find Yanner at the high post. Her shot is deflected. She wanted a foul, didn't get it out of bounds. Looks like it will stay with the Trojans.
Yeah, you could tell by the facial expression. She was definitely confused on the no foul call.
Abby plays with my travel team in the spring, and she's just gotten better and better. So excited to see what she can do this spring. A steal now off a rebound. Sydney going coast to coast here with Bella Conroy. It wouldn't go. Over to the far side now off the miss, and it's good for Bree Taylor. What a take, though, by Bella Conroy, who I know that they have brought up here in recent weeks, the eighth grader, looking like she's got a lot of nice speed. Green back the other way. Here's Mia Yanner inside on the right low block. She scores, and an early foul here on Ava Sirigliano. That's a tough pill to swallow there for Sydney. And sends Mia Yanner to the line, the talented freshman. Of course, the Yanner sisters here, Mia and Abby, continuing the legacy as Peyton was one of the all-stars in the league last year for Green, now playing field hockey at Ithaca College this year. But they will certainly miss her. She was a great guard. Missed the foul shot and a rebound to Sydney. Back down the floor they come. Inbound pass here for Miley to the interior. Bales back up top to Conroy. They'll wheel it around to Miley back on that right wing side. They pump it to the interior for Taylor. Had her pocket picked, and Green comes away with the basketball. So 2-2 is our score. We're a minute in here tonight at Sydney. And Green will throw it away now. They try a bounce pass in front of the Sydney bench through the hands there of Flanagan and out of play. Both teams settling in here, Sky.
Yeah, you can tell right now both teams just kind of getting, as you said, settled in and, you know, trying to figure out each other.
Conroy to the high post now. Finds Ava Sirigliano. Back out Conroy. Jumper left it short. Rebound underneath for Flanagan. Long pass ahead. Finds Josie Dutcher. Dutcher stops, thought about a three, now pulls the trigger. It's an air ball out of bounds and back to Sydney. I think she just hesitated a little bit too much there. Sydney will get it back. We're tied 2-2 with 6:30 to go in the first quarter. And so Conroy will walk it down the floor here to the right side for Miley. Nayla takes one to the interior, works one back out for Michaela Bales. Bales to an interior pass here for Sirigliano. 15 on the shot clock. A little up and under. It won't go. Rebound for Miley, and she's hammered underneath. Shot won't go. She's fouled, but will head to the line. With 6:12 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2. Green and Sydney girls here tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com, we welcome all our listeners online. Our free audio stream is brought to you by SFCU. And here is Miley at the line. First shot is up and good for Nayla Miley. Makes it 3-2 for Sydney. Second shot coming here for Miley is good. And if she can get going, that just adds a whole other element to this Sydney Sabres team. Sydney showing some full court pressure. Green's able to beat it down the floor with Callie Knapp. Tries to take it to the interior, and she's fouled by Bree Taylor. With 6:05 to go in the first quarter, Sydney leading 4-2. So Sirigliano with one foul so far, Taylor with the other. Two team fouls here on Sydney in the early going. Inbounds pass now for Green. It's intercepted and taken away by Sirigliano. She had to throw it off the leg there of Mia Yanner, and so possession will stay with Sydney. So we're 2 minutes in, 4-2 our score here between Sydney and Green. Sydney with the ball, left side to Michaela Bales, in front of the Green bench as Sydney goes right to left. Interior pass for Sirigliano down low. She gets tied up, and a jump ball is going to give it back to Green. Sky, what are you seeing underneath? They're kind of frustrating Sirigliano on the low block.
Yeah, a little bit. She made a great cut there, great pass, but they recovered very quickly to get back there for the jump ball.
Green throws it away now as Sydney continues with that pressure. Sirigliano into the paint, and her 12-footer, no. Miley with a rebound. It's loose on the floor. Gets tied up, and somehow Abby Yanner comes away with it. Yanner in the backcourt, finding Claire Flanagan, and they get across midcourt. Flanagan steps through and travels. with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. And Green just can't seem to find any rhythm right now.
No, they can't. Not right now. And back to what you originally asked me before, Green's playing this 2-3 zone, but Sidney's making some nice cuts, but Green's then recovering very quickly to get that help.
Srigliano tries a bounce pass from the high post to the low post. Nobody there. It goes back to Green, and the feeling out continues here between the Trojans and the Sabres. Sidney leading 4-2 with 5:20 to go first quarter. Green will look to get it in, and they float a pass above the defense for Claire Flanagan. Flanagan setting up shop in her own offensive zone. To the right side, a three here is just short for Callie Knapp. Rebound underneath by Bree Taylor, and then she's fouled there by Abby Yonner, and that's a tough foul for Yonner as she's on the other end of the floor from her own basket.
Now, speaking of the fouls, what are your thoughts on the two shots, no matter what, for the bonus now?
You know, I've really started to enjoy it the last few years. Just seems to keep the game going, I guess. I feel like there's less little games within the games being played with the fouls. You know what I mean? Here's a steal for Sidney down the floor in front of the scorer's table for Bella Conroy. Conroy into the paint. A floater here is tipped. Shot was missed and out of bounds.
Yeah, I always like the one-on-one, though. It adds a little bit more to the strategy and a little bit more pressure. And if you miss it, then you have a chance to get the ball back and all that.
Yeah, it seems to really speed the game up just going straight to two. You know, just a lot less of that game within the game, I guess you could say. Miley with a rebound here off a miss from Srigliano. Tied up, jump ball is going to keep it with... Actually, no, it's going to go back to Green here. Excuse me. So 4.5 to go in the first.
It should be Sidney ball. That's what they signaled.
Yeah, officials getting together. Yes, okay, it is Sidney ball. Thought I was kind of going crazy there for a minute, but...
I think the Green player was just trying to pull a quick one.
4-2 our score. Sidney with the ball on the baseline. They'll work it in. They find Miley on the left low block into the corner. Steps through, falling down, and a traveling violation there. She shuffled her feet, gives it back to Green. We got a low-scoring affair here. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Sidney 4 and Green 2. And so Miley to the bench, and Bella West will come in here for Sidney. Green beats the pressure. They find Yonner on the far end, and she missed it. Mia Yonner couldn't complete the right-handed layup, and a rebound here for Sidney. Here's Ava Srigliano across midcourt, splits two defenders, steps through, off the glass, and it's good. Green wanted to travel, but they won't get it. And Ava gets her first bucket of the night. It's 6-2. Sidney on top. Back down the floor. Green has it knocked away. They get it to the high post for Abby Yonner. Her shot is blocked. Michaela Bales chasing after it, but Josie Dutcher got there first for Green. Into the corner for Dutcher. They'll wheel one to the far side for Callie Knapp. Back to the interior. Abby Yonner, the shot. That's off the back of the rim. Second chance for Yonner is good. And Abby Yonner is able to put it down, cutting that Sidney lead to 6-4 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Sidney to the low block on the left side as they go right to left. Back out for Michaela Bales. Bales, a bounce pass, finding West on the far side. Interior pass here for Bree Taylor. Tiptoes along the baseline. Finds Conroy. Tries to pass it back in. Knocked out of bounds by Green. It'll stay with Sidney. Maya Paul into the game now, who had 22 big points against Norwich last week. I was very impressed with her. And another tall body to bring in here for Coach Pierce. 3:25 to go in the first. 6-4 is our score. Conroy will get it in. Left side. Bounce pass for Srigliano. Looking for some options. Cuts through two defenders. Good. Bounce pass down low. Looking for West, and she traveled, and we'll give it back here to Green with 3:15 to go in this first quarter. A fast-moving first frame, not a lot of stoppages. Bales will punch this one out of bounds as Sidney continuing to bring that pressure. I feel like Green has done a good job beating it a few times, but they haven't capitalized on some chippies.
No, they are doing a great job of beating the press. They're almost getting a layup every time, or they could at least, and... As you said, they just haven't capitalized.
This time they don't handle the pressure. Conroy is going to take it to the interior. She's flattened as she goes up for the right-handed layup and is fouled with 3:06 to go in this first quarter. And so this is going to send Bella Conroy to the line, the eighth grader. So Conroy will step in here. Green going to the bench, getting some new players in. Maya Leggett is into the ballgame. Layla Beifelt is also in. This is the depth that this Green team has. They've also gone with Molly Cornell off the bench here in the first quarter. And here is Conroy at the line. She'll put the first one in. So that makes it Sydney 7, Green 4, with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Conroy is good. That makes it 8-4 with 3:05 to go in this first quarter. Green quickly back down the floor, going left to right. A bounce pass ahead for Lila Beifeld. It was behind her, and she couldn't hold on to it. The ball goes back to Sydney. 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. We're glad to have you along on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you tonight by SFCU. Here's West at the top of the key. Goes to the high post for Maya Paul. The pass was too far in front of her, and she couldn't get there. Green with a steal to the right side. Now Green at the top of the key. Going to Claire Flanagan. Steps in. Jumper for Claire is too strong. Is able to track down her own rebound, though, on the baseline. Steps in for another high arcing two. That's off the front of the rim. Trojans another rebound. Into the corner now for Molly Cornell. Skips across the defense. Finds Lila Beifeld. Her shot is off the back of the rim. And finally, Sydney with a rebound from Conroy. Sydney still leading 8-4 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Sirigliano, pump fake, steps in, and this time she traveled. And Green's going to get it back. Coach Pierce yelling out to Ava to just take that first shot. So coming up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Green trying to handle the pressure. This time they do. They get it to high to half court, almost tipped away. Here's Flanagan, though, cutting through the teeth of the defense, out of bounds. And we'll stay with Green. Green, to me now, looks a little more flustered than they did earlier.
They do, and I don't know why, to be honest. It's Sydney press is basically the same, but they do. They seem like they're too sped up right now.
Green gets it over to Molly Cornell. Her shot is blocked by Conroy. And we'll have a whistle with 1:57 to go in this first quarter. 8-4 our score. Sydney on top, but this will send Molly Cornell to the line. So Cornell will step in. Talented goalkeeper in the fall for this Trojans girls soccer team, and now one of their great guards off the bench here on the basketball team. Misses the first shot, though, from the charity stripe. So 1:57 to go, first quarter. 8-4 our score. And Cornell will step in for her second shot. And this one is good for Molly Cornell. Ayla Miley is going to check back in. Conroy to the bench. Makes it 8-5. Low scoring, but we've seen a lot of low scoring games so far this season around the area on the girls' side. A kick here by the Green defense. Ricochets off the shoe of Callie Knapp. Sydney will hold on to it here with 1:51, to go in this first quarter, and Sydney leading 8-5. Miley with a three from the right side in the corner off the inbounds, no good. Green with a rebound. Steal right back, though, by Sydney. And here is Bella West. Pinball machine is now Green will steal it back. It's a game of hot potato at the moment. Cornell across midcourt to the right side. Pump fakes. Now to Josie Dutcher. Tries to pass to the interior. Stolen away by Michaela Bales. And back down the floor now for Ava Sirigliano. Steps through the defense. Sirigliano with a bounce pass into the corner for Bella West. Back to Miley. Far side. Miley into the right corner for Maya Paul on the low block. Up and over her defender. No. Sirigliano a rebound. Up off the glass. That won't go. Third chance now. This one off the back of the rim. And somebody's put a lid on that one. It wouldn't go down. Ava is fouled and will head to the line with 1:03 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney leading 8-5. Both teams struggling a little bit.
Sydney's got some good size out there, though, so I like them trying to work the ball inside that time like they just did, and then if it doesn't go, the offensive rebound.
So here is Ava at the line. Her first shot is up and good. And they will need Ava to step up here tonight to increase this lead. Sydney leading at 9-5. Second shot for Ava Sirigliano is good. So Ava has four. Timeout's taken. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's Sydney 10, Green 5, with just about a minute to go in the first quarter on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe, Skylar Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Out of the timeout with about a minute to go in the first quarter, the Sydney girls lead Green 10-5 here in Sydney tonight. Green breaks the pressure. Ball was knocked out of bounds, though, by Bella West. Will stay with the Trojans. So Green will do the inbounding duty. They go left to right. They have it on the left wing side near midcourt. They work it to Molly Cornell. Back to Lila Byfeld. Gets a screen at the top of the key. A bounce pass here to Callie Knapp. Green being patient. 10 on the shot clock. They go to the high post for Abby Yonner. Tried to toss it over the top of the defense there, looking for Maya Leggett, and it was taken back by Sydney. That Sydney defense too tall to pass it over. They go to Miley down low. A great pass from Sirigliano, and she puts it up.
I like that move from Miley as well.
Good strong move, right?
It was.
25 seconds to go, first quarter. Green again trapped in the backcourt against this pressure, and it's taken away by Sydney. Miley's going to get a wide open layup out of it and scores off a pass from Michaela Bales. And Nayla's up to 6 points, makes it 14-5. And we're going to have a foul on the trap with 9 seconds left. And Sydney just continues to just pressure Green, and I think they've just kind of wore him down a little bit here in this first quarter.
They definitely have, and they made a little adjustment out of that 30-second that he called after the timeout, where they're getting even more trap and having to force Green to throw it over top. But this size and length that Sydney has is making that very difficult.
9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Green looking to get one last shot off here in the first frame. They break through the pressure. 5 seconds. Here's Abby Yonner. Tries again to go over the top of the defense. It's knocked away. Ball is loose, and they're going to run out of time. End of the first quarter at Sydney 14 and Green 5. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO. And the Sydney girls lead Green 14-5. Sky, as we get back underway here, your thoughts on how Sydney has jumped out to this lead as the pressure continues to start the second quarter. We're going to have a quick jump ball. No, somehow Green's out of the corner there. They fire up a shot and it won't go. Rebound for Sydney.
I think Sydney has done a great job of pressuring Green and speeding them up. And Green right now doesn't seem to be able to kind of slow down or just settle in against that.
Sirigliano inside scores off a rebound miss from Maya Paul. And so Ava now has 6 points. Nayla Miley was six. And it's a 16-5 lead for Sydney. And the Sabres are looking good so far tonight. Green with a bounce pass to the interior. Looking for Abby Yonner, and it was knocked away. And I believe what they call over there in the corner, Sky.
Stepped out of bounds on the steal.
Okay. Good eyes there. Ball in for Green. Callie Knapp. looking for Josie Dutcher, left side. Green going left to right. The green uniforms with the white trim. Sydney's in the white with the maroon. And every time Green tries to go to the interior, it's been very tough. But this time, Mia Yonner is able to put it in. She's got 4 points, makes it 16-7.
That was a tough finish. She had basically two girls right on her.
Just so hard to work it to the interior against this tall Sydney team. Ball tipped away. Green with a steal. Great hustle there by Callie Knapp, and she's able to take it inside and score. Great hustle play.
Yeah, and a nice little crossover to get by the defender to get in there for a layup as well.
16-9 now. Green's not going to go away quietly. A lot of game left to be played. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the Green student section to our left. Here's Miley on the right side. Ball knocked away again by Green. Here's Josie Dutcher trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled by Michaela Bales. So with 6:25 to go in the second quarter, Green showing a little bit of life here. Looks like Dutcher went down hard there on that layup opportunity. Might have hurt an ankle here. Yeah, Dutcher slowly sitting down here, and Coach Gorton's going to come out to have a look. We'll take a break. 6:25 to go second quarter. Sydney 16, Green 9 on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Lila Beifeld is shooting the foul shots here for the injured Josie Dutcher. She went over to the bench with Coach Gorton. Appeared to be some sort of an ankle injury. Beifeld goes 1 out of 2. But Green has life. They get a rebound here, but then stolen back by Sydney. But it is a 6-point game now, 16-10. After it was just 16-5 a few minutes ago. Sydney with a three on the right side. It's good for the eighth grader, Bella Conroy. Big three there. Makes it 19-10. Conroy, the eighth grader, making a difference. And now Green throwing it away at midcourt. Mia Yonner wasn't looking for that. Bounced off her back and out of bounds. So Green makes a run here, Sky, but Sydney able to answer. Sydney with a pass into the corner from Michaela Bales, and now Green gets it back. Is there anything more frustrating as a coach? You force a turnover, you get the ball back, and then you throw it right back away.
And it was literally right back because it was just as they were bringing the ball up, and then they made one pass, and it went out. So, no, that's pretty frustrating.
Turnovers have been high in this game so far as both teams trying to handle the pressure. Here's Claire Flanagan, for three for Green. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound for the Trojans. They keep it alive with Callie Knapp. Now back to Flanagan. Dribble drive to the interior. Tries to go to Beifeld. Punched out of bounds, though, by Michaela Bales, who's always in there fighting and scrapping. She did a great job. From what I've heard, we'll play field hockey at Hartwick next year. They'll be lucky to have her.
Excellent school.
Excellent school, I've heard from one of my broadcast partners. Actually, several of my broadcast partners, as Coach Bonds also went to Hartwick. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Ball out of bounds again. We'll stay with Green. Bales will get a rest, and Bella West will come back in. Sydney leading 19-10. Green will work it in. They go left side here for Callie Knapp. Into the corner, looking for Abby Yonner. Turnaround shot for her. Won't go. Rebound, Maya Paul for Sydney.
You said to play field hockey?
Field hockey,
they
yes.
They got a good field hockey team up there.
They do. Just won the league this year, correct?
Yep.
Empire 8?
They went on pretty decent, but I can't remember who they played and lost, but yes.
Yes, I forgot to look how they did in the national tournament, but that's exciting. It's exciting for sure. 19-10 our score. Sydney once again threw it away down the floor, so back the other way for Green, going left to right. They find Abby Yonner. Pull-up jumper is good for Abby Yonner, and she has 4 points. And Green is hanging tough, 19-12 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Srigliano with the ball on the right side. Gets a screen, goes high post for Bella West. Intercepted here by Green. Callie Knapp. Knapp down the right side, takes it to the rim. A little too strong, but the rebound for Flanagan, and her shot won't go. Green can't buy an easy one right now. Paul back down the floor here. Right side, Maya Paul. Pass over the top for Conroy in the far side corner. Wants to dial up a three, but instead pumps one to the interior. West lost control of it, and Green will steal it away. And that thing has literally been a hot potato here tonight for both sides. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's 19-12. Sydney on top of Green. Pass to the interior here for Mia Yonner. Her shot won't go. And just like a vacuum cleaner on the far side, Ava Srigliano grabs this one. Srigliano tried to split the double team at the top of the key. Intercepted. Flanagan, a breakaway layup, and she scores. Flanagan puts it up and in, and Coach Pierce has seen enough. He wants a timeout. With 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's 19-14. Sydney on top of Green. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Everything you need for your home? Close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Ava Srigliano with a shot at the left low block, and she is fouled and will head to the line. And boy, Coach Pierce was hot during that timeout. He got the chair out. He kind of put it down with some aggression. I think he just... You build this nice lead. You're at home against a tough team in the league. You're trying not to give it away with silly stuff, right?
Yeah, and his, the first thing he said was protect the ball. And I think both of us would agree over here that, as you said, it's been like a hot potato tonight. So he's absolutely right.
Ava at the line. She now has 7 points, makes the first one. Second one coming here for Ava Srigliano. And Ava cashes 2 for 2 there. She's got 8 points. And it's back to a 7-point lead, 21-14. Sydney girls on top of Green with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Green breaks the pressure. They go to Abby Yonner, flips one far side. The pass was too tall there for Maya Leggett and out of bounds. And Green just seems to be forcing the issue of trying to go over the top against this very tall Sydney team.
They are, and I like to consider turnovers like that where you just throw the ball away, which both teams have done many times. It's just a wasted possession. You want to at least get a shot. Just like this, there's another one right there.
Yeah, another steal for Green. Out ahead for Callie Knapp, and she scores. Knapp now with 4 points. She's been great in transition, and Green is hanging around off of some of these turnovers. Knapp with a steal now at midcourt for Green. They trail 21-16. Bounce pass ahead. Ball goes through everybody. Looked like it was off the hands of Molly Cornell and coming back to Sydney. And it has just been up and down here so far tonight at Sydney High School.
That's two possessions in a row for Sydney where their first pass was stolen. I mean, you
just don't see that.
And you can't do that
no.
either.
That is going to keep both these coaches up late tonight if that trend continues. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 21-16. Sydney girls on top of Green. Nayla Miley into the right corner. Trying to go to the top of the key now here for West. And then West stepped out of bounds, Miley stepped out of bounds in front of the Sydney student section, far side, and it goes back to Green. So 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-16. Green hanging tough on the road here, finding ways to get the ball back. They go to Flanagan, top of the key, Byfelt, huge three coming in and out. Rebound underneath for Leggett. She puts it up off the glass, and good for Maya Leggett. And it's 21-18. It was a 16-5 lead for Sydney, and now Green is going on a nice run to cut back into it. Srigliano deep in the corner, a long two, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Flanagan a rebound on the left side. Believe it or not, if they hit a three here, Green could tie this game up. Trojans going left to right. They skip it across. Flanagan, will it come true? A high arcing shot, hit the rim twice, no. And Srigliano with a rebound in transition. Across the big Sydney S at midcourt. Finds Miley, step back corner three, no good. Rebound Flanagan. And the track meet continues late in the second quarter. And Flanagan gets bumped on the way down the floor and is fouled at about the foul line extended with a 1:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-18. Sydney girls on top of Green here. Wow, back and forth game. This is shaping up to be a good one. Just like when I was here last week, Sydney and Norwich went to overtime, a one-point game. Wacky game. We'll have to maybe talk about that at halftime. We also have Greg Davey joining us at halftime to talk about some Sydney alumni happening, so stay tuned for that. Lila Byfelt tried to save a shot that went out of bounds there for Green. No good, and back here to the Sydney Warriors. Sydney Sabres. I knew that was going to happen to me at some point.
I was going to say, I wonder when it's going to happen, but I didn't want to jinx it. I wanted it to happen naturally.
I've been good so far, I think. As Sydney throws it away, it's like a reaction, you know, it just comes out. I've been so used to saying it for so long.
And yeah, you covered them quite a bit, so.
I think we were, well, during football it was a little easier this year because they hadn't decided on the name yet.
It was just Sydney.
It was just, you know, the Sydney football team.
Right.
So now that we have an official mascot, I'm trying my best to work it in. Coming up on a minute and a half to go before the halftime break. Sydney still leading 21-18, and again, they dribble it out of bounds here. Miley couldn't hold on to it. And, you know, I want to say, yes, it's been a little sloppy, but both teams getting after it on D, too. You got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Green going over the top of the defense. Here's Flanagan. Works one back up to Callie Knapp. Now to Flanagan, right side. Dribble drive, right low block. Works one back to the top of the key. A chest pass far side, Molly Cornell now. Gets the defense back to the right side. Flanagan for a long two off the back of the rim. Rebound stays alive with the Trojans. Byfelt in the corner. Her jumper halfway down. Popped free. Rebound for Sydney. Srigliano ahead with 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. Sydney leading 21-18. Mac girls hoops tonight from Sydney High School. Pass to the interior is tipped away. Sydney will get it back. And down low for Bree Taylor, and she's fouled as she went up for a layup at the right low block.
Sydney seems a little slower to me this quarter. The first quarter, they were flying all over the court and their press and everything. Right now, they look a little tired, and I don't know if that's because they don't have as many games. They haven't played in over a week, because you definitely need the game experience to get used to that speed and stamina. But they do look a little slower this quarter.
We'll see how that plays out the rest of the contest as well. Here's Taylor at the line, and her first shot won't go. Always interesting early in the season. What teams, you know, have those early season legs? How is the conditioning going? We'll see if how that plays in here tonight. Taylor, the bank is open late tonight as she puts that one in. And Sydney now leads Green at 22-18. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Flanagan down the right side of the floor. Skips across the top of the defense. Finds Dutcher, who's back into the game and hits from the foul line. Good to see Josie Dutcher in there after coming off with that ankle injury. She makes a gutsy jumper there to cut it to a two-point game, 22-20. Srigliano into the paint. Tries to force a pass to the low post, and it was knocked away. And Green could have a chance to tie here with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Green's going to take a timeout, though. They were in trouble. They wanted to save the possession. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sydney leads 22-20. 21 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 21 seconds to go. Second quarter, Sydney leads 22-20. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report will be coming up in just a minute. Green will have the ball in the backcourt. Coming out of the timeout here. Josie Dutcher will look to get it in on the sideline and does to midcourt, finding Claire Flanagan. Flanagan, right side, into the teeth of the defense, fires one up and is fouled at the right low block. And this is a foul on Ava Sirigliano. That is tough to take. I believe that's her second. And you're trying to keep her clean for the second half here, but it's going to send Flanagan to the line. Coach Pierce not thrilled with that either, with the Zebra crew here, as Flanagan makes the first shot, making this a one-point game. 22-21, Flanagan back to the line, high arcing shot, and just rattled it out. Sirigliano a rebound, 15 seconds left before the halftime break. Sirigliano right side, dishing one off here for Michaela Bales. 8 seconds left. Sirigliano through the defense. Fires up a shot. Left it short. Rebound. Sirigliano inside again. One last chance at it. And she hits it at the buzzer. Sirigliano hits the half with 10 points and gives Sydney a 24-21 lead. That's our halftime break. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute. Again, here from Sydney High School tonight. Sydney girls leading Green at the intermission, 24-21. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other.
Star C. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's halftime here in Sydney. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, and it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 24-21 here tonight as the Sydney girls hosting Green in a back-and-forth affair. And, you know, it's that time of year. It's time to have Greg come visit us here, Mr. Greg Davey, to talk about the Sydney alumni basketball game that's coming up. And correct me if I'm wrong, is this maybe one of the last ones? Is that what I've heard, or am I incorrect there?
Well, that's a loaded question. It's my last one heading it up.
Gotcha.
Okay. Done it every year since 1992.
That's incredible.
But we've had some interest from Hunter Sowersby and Justin Jeddick, two Sydney graduates who have said, we want to keep it going. We have too much fun. We got to keep it going. So with a change in life for me, it's kind of been bittersweet to do this one last time. But we're going to go out on a blaze of glory because I picked up another player tonight. We got 26 players in the Young Guns game. We got about 18 or 19 in the Old Timers Lady Sabres co-ed game. We're going to hand out our first ever Lady Sabres MVP. So we might be the first Sabre metric happening for Sydney. But
give us the breakdown. How does the young game and the old game work? What's the cutoff there?
Typically 35 and over. And I told guys this year, if they want to play in both the old and the young guys, you got to be 35. Like Aaron Zern, he just turned 35. He wants to play in both. Mike Hamilton, class of 81, wants to play in both.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of people who want to play in both. But we've been doing this since 1992. The first year I had 15 players. Sorry, at roughly 60 players broken up into four groups of 15 in the old timers of the young guys game, and it's dipped, it's peaked, it's valleyed. One year we had to do it during alumni weekend because we didn't have the interest in it that summer or that winter. So we did it the next alumni weekend.
So tell me the date on it this year and when everything's going down. And if you're just a spectator in town, can you go in and watch or anything like that?
It's going to be right here in this gym Saturday. We're going to do it on a Saturday this year, the Saturday before Christmas, so the 23rd. Doors open at 5 o'clock. No admission. We do pass the hat, which nets a lot of people. But we have a guy who's going to be the oldest player we've ever had, 68 years old, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Army, John Elwood, class of 74. He's not only going to play and be the oldest one we've ever had, but he's also going to bring a $500 check,
wow,
which will cover our entire scholarship.
Yeah, so for anyone out there listening that doesn't know, what does the money from all of this go towards?
We have a Sydney Alumni Basketball Scholarship that we hand out every year to the basketball player deemed by the coaching staff to be a credit to the program. Doesn't have to be a star. Could be the manager. Could be the guy who films. Could be, you know, the first sub off the bench. Could be the star player. It doesn't matter. But we're also paying tribute to Darren Martindale, class of 07 from the state championship team.
Amazing.
The Milt, we're having a special Milt Idiot Head Award going to the guy who played just like Darren did with reckless abandon. We got a lot of people eligible for it already, I figured.
You know, I thought of you today as I was recording a podcast. We haven't put it out yet, but we had a good guy that you will recognize. Jim Knight came on with me today.
Jimmy Knight, yeah.
And he talked about that 07 team and going up against that great Sydney team that went on to win states. But he brought up a Greg Davey memory, so I thought I would pick your brain on this here. He said that year they tried to slow Sydney down, and they would get to half court in this game. They had this game plan where they would just pass it back and forth, and the halftime score was 11-7. And he said, I saw Greg Davey at halftime, and he hollered over to me, next time you're going to pull a stunt like this, can you give me a heads up? You know how hard it is to call an 11-7 game? He was cracking up.
That's with the shot clock.
Yeah.
So hard.
Unbelievable.
And that was the year that they couldn't play in the MAC championship because they had played too many games.
We talked about that, too. And that's something I hadn't realized until recently with his passing. A lot of people had shared that, I think it's My Hometown Sports,
yeah,
recap
Rotundo,
video.
Yeah.
Jim did a great job with that, and I watched that, and I said, I had forgotten they didn't play for the championship that year.
Yep.
For the MAC.
Yep.
Wow.
Game was in Norwich, was it, or Unadilla Valley?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it ended up being maybe UV.
Yeah, I think it was.
So, but I just thought, how funny is that? You win the section, you win the states, but you didn't have a chance to play in your own league championship.
Bizarre, huh? Very bizarre.
Definitely bizarre. But great memories. I think that's great to recognize Darren. And, you know, it'll be a lot of fun this year, I'm sure. And anybody new coming in that you're excited to see for this game?
Members of the 07 team, Andy Foote, Parker Umbra,
wow,
Brett Pendorf, are all playing.
Great.
So
great.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, thank you for sharing all the info as we got to get ready for the start of the third quarter here. But what do you think of this game so far?
I think there's a term, handle on the ball. Yeah. Sydney does not have that handle on the ball.
We've been saying it's like a hot potato out there tonight for sure. So.
Sure, but Green's playing very aggressively, and they're no fear.
No fear. Well, Greg, thanks for coming over. Good luck with the alumni game. And do we have to call you Grandpa Davey now? Is that?
Yes, you do.
Congratulations.
Twin boy and girl, and they're doing great.
I saw them at Breakfast with Santa last week. I didn't go
in
over to
Gilbertsville.
I didn't get a chance to say hi to Bryn, but got to see him from a distance and very tiny. But I said, oh boy, there they are.
Sure, surprise for me for sure.
Yes. Well, congratulations, and we'll have you on again soon here.
Thank you, Nate. Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. That's Greg Davey talking about the Sydney alumni basketball game. We'll take a quick break. Start of the third quarter coming up. Sydney girls leading Green 24-21 on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC
FCC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Second half just underway. Sky is back with me now. So Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here on CDO. And 24-21 is our score. Sydney girls on top. And Sydney gets a shot clock violation here on the first possession of the second half. And so we'll see if this hot potato type of game, as we've been calling it, continues here in this third quarter.
Can I ask an interesting question?
Yes, as here's Mia Yonner with a bucket in transition.
How come when the shot clock expired and the clock stopped, it was at 7:28, but it's a 30-second shot clock?
It's one of the great wonders of the world, guy, so I don't know. For me, sometimes, if I'm looking at one clock, I don't always look up to see what the other one says. Great question. Very good question. We'll have to send that to the review booth, I guess. You know, the three here that won't go for Sydney in the meantime.
That could make a big difference if it comes down to like a last-second shot.
It really could. And it's one of those things I think sometimes it just gets skipped over from time to time in the game because we don't quite have, you know, like in a real game, you'd have a whole group dedicated to maybe watching that. So a one-point game here, as Sky said, it's close. 6:45 to go in this third quarter. Green now going right to left. They have the ball on the left side of the floor here. Here's Callie Knapp, dribble drive, works one out. Flanagan for three, just left it short. And Michaela Bales, into the land of the trees, is able to chase that rebound down here for Sydney. Sydney in the white uniforms, the maroon trim, going left to right. Here's Bales, into the corner for Sirigliano, who has 10 points. Back out Bree Taylor. They wheel it around the world to the far side here. Interior pass for Sirigliano, left it short. Good look there for Ava, but just couldn't finish. Rebound for the Trojans. Quarterback pass ahead here for Josie Dutcher. Zips one across the top of the defense for Flanagan. Another high arcing shot missed. Rebound here for Sydney. That's one of the highest arcing shots I see all year. Every time I watch Claire, it's like that thing's up in the ceiling. And now a foul as Sydney tried to take it back in transition, and Flanagan is whistled for the infraction there from behind.
Now, I was not in either locker room at halftime, but I think a common theme was discussed for both teams, and that was no more turnovers.
Got to take care of the ball. Both teams just a little sloppy there in that first half. Sirigliano, three, right side, off the inbounds. It won't go. And back the other way here for Josie Dutcher. Dutcher, the kiss off the glass is good for Josie Dutcher. And just like that, Green takes the lead for the first time since early in this game. They lead 25-24. Here's Miley to the interior, and Naylor's shot won't go. Rolled off the rim, but she's fouled, and will head to the line. So somehow, again, Green was down 16-5 early in the second quarter, and they've chipped their way back into this game. They take a one-point lead. Here's Miley at the line for Sydney. It's up and good.
And as you said, they really did chip away at it. It wasn't like it was just a hot stretch. It was little by little, and now we're tied back up, but they did a great job of that.
Miley with 7 points and make it eight. Nayla Miley now gives Sydney the lead back, 26-25, with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Green with the basketball in the backcourt, and Sydney continuing to throw this pressure at them, almost daring Green to try to get through and get that easy shot. It's happened a few times, but Sydney really, I would say, has kind of mucked it up throughout the night, made it hard for Green. Michaela Bales knocks another ball out of bounds, so Green will have it by the scorer's table here at midcourt. Trojans with the ball by the Sydney bench. They work one in for Claire Flanagan. Little killer crossover there at midcourt. Now we'll set it up as Green goes right to left. They go to Dutcher, left side, fires up a long three, and it buckles off the side of the rim and a rebound for the Sabres. Back the other way, Sydney in transition. They go to Bales. Michaela with a high arcing pass to the far side, back into the safe hands of Ava Sirigliano. Scoops one far side for Miley. Back to Sirigliano to the interior, and she gets tied up and is fouled here by Mia Yonner. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, one-point game, 26-25. Sydney girls on top by a point. And this will send Ava to the line here. Sirigliano with a game-high 10 points so far. And the first one's off the front of the rim, just short. She's averaging 17.5 points a game. Could easily get there tonight. Has 10 at the moment, but it's been tough work for Ava tonight. Second shot for Sirigliano, bounces it in. And she's up to 11. And so Sydney with a two-point lead, 27-25, with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Green will have the ball back on the baseline. Trojans looking to work it in, and they do to Flanagan. Flanagan across the defense, tipped away by Miley, by Nayla Miley, but then taken back by Green. Byfelt down the floor, left-handed layup, no, out of bounds and going back to the Sabres. It's a difficult game to call. I don't want to put it on me here, the focus on that, but it's like you bring it up the floor, steal. No, steal back the other way. It's certainly been a game where it's been tough to hang on to the ball. Ball gets tied up on inside, and Green will take it back.
They knew you took a week off, so they wanted to break you back in.
I said, Nate, you were sick there for a while. We've got to get you back into the flow here. Flanagan, high arcing shot in the corner. It's too far. Out of bounds, and going to stay here with Green. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Two-point gain. Sydney on top, 27-25. And the Trojans will look to get it in. And they do to Abby Yonner, top of the key. Setting up the offense here. Yonner left side will wheel it over to Josie Dutcher. She tries a three off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound for Sydney. Back down the floor with Bella Conroy. Interior pass is stolen back here for the Green Trojans. Right side of the floor now for Claire Flanagan. Green trying to settle in. Dutcher another three, and this one is good for Josie Dutcher. And she's got 7 points. And Green retakes the lead 28-27 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Here's Michaela Bales looking for options. Bales pulls it down, looking for Miley, far side, closely guarded here by Green's Callie Knapp. High post, Bree Taylor splits two defenders. Taken away, though, by Green. A steal by Lila Byfeld. Green back the other way. They quickly go back to Dutcher. Skips across the top of the defense. Flanagan dials up a three. Died on the front of the rim. And a rebound for the Sabres. Back the other way they go. Here with Conroy. Sirigliano pump fakes. High post. Jumper rolled off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Flanagan. And Flanagan back down the floor is fouled here by Sydney's Conroy, who was trying to defend her as she brought it up the floor. 3:11 to go here in the third and a one-point ball game, 28-27. You know, Sky, I've been impressed with Green, much smaller than this Sydney team on the interior, but they're finding ways to clean the glass.
They really are, and if I were Sydney, I'd try offensively to work it inside a little bit more, but as you said, Green's doing a very good job.
Trojans with the ball on the right side of the floor. Back to Dutcher, wants another three off the side of the rim. And the Sabres windexing the glass here. Conroy falls down, lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Green, I believe, here. Oh, Coach Gorton wants it to be Green ball, but they're going to keep it with Sydney. With 2:53 to go here in the third, Green leading by a point, 28-27. Conroy heading to the bench. She certainly looks like she could have a bright future ahead of her. Just an eighth grader pulled up recently by head coach Donnie Pierce. Here's Bella West to the right side. They try to go to the interior on the low block from Maya Paul, and it is knocked away. 2:45 to go here in the third. It's 28-27. Thanks for joining us. Green girls leading Sydney here tonight from Sydney High School. Ava Sirigliano. And she is fouled. It's going to be on Abby Yonner, as Ava was trying to take it to the hoop. And so that's the third foul here on Abby Yonner, so she's going to come to the bench for some protection late here in this third frame. Sydney will look to get it in. Bella West trying to find Maya Paul, and the inbounds pass is taken away by Green, and then a foul by Maya Paul with 2:35 to go in the third. And a tough stanza there for the Sydney Sabres. Of 2:36 to go here in this third quarter. It's 28-27. Ball out of bounds again. And it's going to go back to Sydney. Boy, just when you think one team's going to grab some momentum here, I mean, it's just been back and forth with the turnovers. Sabres get it in. They go to the left side for Michaela Bales. Bales back to Serigliano. Just trying to slow it down here for a minute. A running jumper for Ava is no good. Miley with a rebound. Puts that up. Left it short. Bales comes out of there with a rebound. Back out to Serigliano. Sydney settling in with a fresh shot clock to work with. Serigliano, a three from the right side. It's good for Ava Ice, as they call her. She's got 14 points. And Sydney retakes the lead, 30-28. Trojans in the backcourt. Thrown away. Mayla Miley with a steal. Pumps it back out. Finds Maya Paul. A 20-footer right side. Won't go. And a rebound here for the Trojans. And then a foul on Serigliano. I've seen more fouls for Sydney tonight on little plays like that where I would think you'd just want them to back off a little bit. That's such a silly foul there for them to take, you know, 80 feet from your own basket.
It is, and even though you may not like that call, if it gets called, there's nothing you can do about it.
And they've called it pretty consistently all night tonight. Buck 45 to go in the third. It's 30-28. And Green with the ball again. It got poked out of bounds, but will stay here with the Trojans. We're desperately trying to cling and stay into this game. Trojans have it going right to left. They go to Flanagan. Comes off a screen to the far side for Dutcher. Wheeling one around to the far side, and a long jumper here for Callie Knapp. Won't go. And a rebound for Sydney. Serigliano will walk it down the floor with 1:25 to go in the third. West skips one through to Miley in the far side corner. She almost lost it, but hauled it in. Top of the key. Sydney to the high post looking for Maya Paul. Threw her hands out of bounds. It's going to stay here with Sydney. Yeah, going to be white ball here. Sydney even thought it was going back to Green.
You know, when that happens, as a referee, you're always like, if the Sydney girls think it's not their ball.
That's a great point. Sabres will look to get it in, and they throw it away.
It is their ball now.
West threw it way over the top of Michaela Bales' head, and so the Trojans will get the ball back. The turnovers have been aplenty here tonight, and it's still a two-point ball game. Sydney 30 and Green 28. Ball down the floor. Maya Paul gets a fist on it and punches it out of bounds, I should say. With 1:08 to go in the third. Green with the basketball here. This is Josie Dutcher on the baseline. Dutcher looking for some options. She hit a big three a couple of possessions ago to keep Green in this. Flanagan, far side, steps through. Now we'll work one back out here to Molly Cornell. And to the far side for Flanagan. And the pass was errant, and out of bounds it goes. So Sydney will get it back with exactly a minute to go in the third. Sydney walking it up the floor here with Serigliano. Now to Bales. Down low on the left low block here for Miley. Her jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound is scooped up here by Sydney. Wheels it back up to Serigliano. To Miley in the corner. Trying to go back to Bales. And a fingertip by Green knocks it out of bounds with 39 seconds to go in the third. So Serigliano will get it in. Little give and go with Bales. Pump fake, steps in, 15-footer for Ava is good. And Ava's up to 16, giving Sydney a four-point lead, 32-28, with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Flanagan down the right side of the floor, bowls over a defender, no call, and Green's going to keep it going.
That's one of those where it's like, it's got to be something.
Josie Dutcher, left side of the floor now here for Green. Far side, Cornell. Tried to go back up to the top of the key, and it's intercepted here by Sydney and Emily Russo. And then she lost it as she tried to go on the breakaway. And Green will get it back with 6 seconds to go here in the third. Sam Constable still coming back in. Now it's down to 2 seconds left here. A couple of seconds ticked off the clock there. Green's going to get just in time to get a shot off, and it won't go down for Josie Dutcher. Three quarters in the books. It's 32-28. Sydney girls on top of Green. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. It's 32-28. Sydney girls on top of Green. Green with a huge bucket to start the fourth quarter here with Maya Leggett. Got the ball at the elbow on the right side and drains it to make it 32-30. 7:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. This one's going to come down to the wire, I feel, here, Sky. And who knows what we're going to see here in this last 8 minutes. Sydney with a pass down low through the hands of Maya Paul. She just couldn't hold on to it. And it's going to go back to Green here with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter in a two-point game. Now a steal by Sam Constable. Takes it to the interior for Sydney. Her shot is no good. Rebound Claire Flanagan of Green. Flanagan, a long pass ahead and too tall for Maya Leggett, out of bounds. And guess what? Back to the Sabres. It's just both teams, I don't want to say they've been careless. It's just, I don't know, it's been a frantic style of game here tonight. Sydney with the ball, Bales with a bounce pass, not near Sam Constable, out of bounds and back to Green. And that is just the way it has gone here tonight for both of these teams. It's hard to sugarcoat it, honestly. It was 7:10 to go here in the fourth. Sydney with the basketball. Miley with a steal to take it back now for the Sabres. Naylor with the ball, going to Ava Sirigliano on the right side. Ava with 16 points. She's been a bright spot here tonight for Sydney. Going to Sam Constable. A three off the front of the rim. Won't go. And a rebound for Green. Here is Claire Flanagan. Flanagan, right side of the floor, will pull it back out. Wants to set it up and get a good run looking here for the Green Trojans. They trail by two, 32-30. Here is Flanagan. A three is no good. Hit the rim and then bounced up and hit the ribbon on the rope that comes down from the ceiling. So it's out of bounds and back to Sydney. The Yonner sisters check back in. Mia and Abby, as well as Callie Knapp here for Green. So they're pretty much, yeah, they're back to their starting five now. Balanced scoring on the side for Green as they have four, five, six, seven, eight different players who have scored. Led by Josie Dutcher with 7 and Mia Yonner with 6 points. A steal again by Green. And here is Josie Dutcher down the right side of the floor. Dutcher trying to go coast to coast and is fouled on the right low block with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And she will head to the line. And I think in this close game here, Sky, the foul shots are going to be crucial down the stretch here.
They absolutely will. I mean, every point at this rate, it seems like it's going to be a big one, which was great for Green to start the quarter with a quick make like they did.
So here is Dutcher to the line. First shot is no good off the side of the rim. Second one coming here for Josie Dutcher, the sophomore. Had a nice year for the Trojans field hockey team. Bank is open again here for Green late. As Dutcher is able to put that one in, she's got 8 points now. Makes it a 1-point game. Sydney 32, Green 31. Mac girls hoops here tonight in Sydney. We got 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A steal by the Trojans. Ahead for Josie Dutcher. To the interior. Too strong. Rebound Claire Flanagan. Pulls one back out. Now to Callie Knapp. They'll reset. Left side here for Flanagan. Too strong. Rebound for Maya Paul, and then she threw it away. She was looking for Sirigliano on the outlet pass. Little miscommunication and some frustration there. That rolls out of bounds and is going to go back to Green. With 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Green will get it in. Yonner now to Dutcher. She fires up a three, and this is too strong. And a rebound from Michaela Bales, who has done an excellent job on the glass tonight, despite being one of the smaller players on the court. Sirigliano, far side. Now they find Maya Paul in the corner. Left it short, and a rebound for Abby Yonner. Outlet pass. Green back down the floor here with Callie Knapp. Knapp on the right side. Gets tied up. Somehow is able to flip it over to the far side for Josie Dutcher. Had her pocket picked. Conroy takes it away, and a breakaway layup rattles in and out. And Green with another rebound. And it remains a one-point game, 32-31. Sidney on top with coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Claire Flanagan with the moon ball, and she gets it to go. Flanagan's got five, and it's 33-32. Conroy might have got away with an extra step there on that pass. Sidney holding on to it, going left to right, in the white with the maroon trim. Sirigliano to the high post. Gets tied up by Callie Knapp, and a steal now for Green. Knapp tries to shovel a pass ahead. Gets it to Josie Dutcher on the right side, and she'll wisely pull it out and hit the reset button here with 4:40 left. Flanagan, jumper, left side, good for Claire Flanagan. And she's heating up. She's got 7 points, and Green has a three-point lead, 35-32 over Sidney. Conroy trying to answer the eighth grader with the straightaway three. Off the mark. Ava with a rebound. Sirigliano back to the interior for Bree Taylor, and her turnaround shot is deflected away, and a foul is going to be here on Mia Yonner. This will send Bree Taylor to the line. Back and forth here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Our web stream is brought to you tonight by SFCU, and you can also go back anytime. We have our game audio archive. You can listen to these games free of charge. Anytime, all courtesy of SFCU. Bree Taylor at the line, and her first shot is too strong off the back of the iron. Second one coming here. Green leading by three. Sidney trying to stay close, and Bree Taylor hits the second shot. 4 points now for Bree Taylor. And this one rocked out of bounds by Taylor on that pressure. Sidney still applying the press.
And Green seemed to settle down into it a little bit more as the game's gone on.
4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. I was looking up at the scoreboard here, Sky, as I think they're trying to, they either need to fix it or they're in the process of fixing it. Ball out of bounds here. Going to be a foul on Green. Abby Yonner came up, so they have it.
Now tied.
No, I think they're still in the process of fixing it here. They're looking at the book. They're trying to figure it out here with about 4 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. I think it should, yeah, there we go. It should be 35-33. And it is now correct back up on the board. Everyone in the building will let you know if that scoreboard's wrong, so don't worry too much. Michaela Bales to the far side. A three, too strong off the glass. Rebound Claire Flanagan. Wow, a home run pass ahead, and somehow, like a wide receiver, Josie Dutcher came down with it in traffic. Dutcher back to Flanagan. Far side, now for Callie Knapp. Her jumper is partially blocked, and Nayla Miley will grab it. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Conroy back down the floor to Sirigliano. A jumper is no good, but she was fouled as she split two defenders. So this will send Ava to the line. With 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Green at leading 35-33. Stay tuned for the postgame show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Ava, the first one at the line, is smooth. It's good. She's got 17, so she's sitting right on her season average right now. Second shot coming for Ava at the line, and it is good. Ava with 18. So 3.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Makes it 35-35. A tie ball game here between the Trojans and the Sidney Sabres. their new mascot. Pass to the interior for Green. Here's Abby Yonner, and she's fouled by Sirigliano. Let's wait for a minute here to see how many that is on Ava.
I believe four.
Yeah, it's four on Ava. We saw in the Norwich game, in overtime last week, when Ava fouled out of that game, it changed how Sydney played. And Norwich came back and erased the deficit and won that game. So Ava's going to have to be careful here the rest of the way for Sydney. Abby Yonner at the line. Her first foul shot won't go. Second one coming here for Abby. Again, tied 35-all with 3:15 to go in the fourth. Abby's second shot rattles in and out for Abby Yonner. Little look of disbelief as both of those looked like they were going to go. So we're tied at 35. Here's Michaela Bales on the left side of the floor. Bales pulls it down and lost it. She tried to go to the interior. Here's Josie Dutcher. Left side, Josie pulls up for a tough 15-footer in transition. Didn't need to pull it. Missed the shot. Green gets a rebound. Basket is no good as Dave Gorton was calling a timeout in the process, and he'll take it. So we're tied at 35 with 2:53 to go fourth quarter. We'll step away and be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
35-35, Sydney Girls and Green, an instant classic here tonight between the Trojans and the Sabres with 2:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Who is going to come away with a victory here? It's been back and forth. A lot of turnovers here tonight, but great defense by both sides. Green at one point early in the game was down 16-5 and clawed their way back in. So it's been a game with a little bit of everything. Green will have the ball here going right to left, again with under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined here tonight by Skylar Thompson. And here's Callie Knapp dribbling into the teeth of the defense, immediately got tied up, and Sydney's going to get it back. I'm pretty sure that's not what they went over in the timeout there.
No, I don't think so, based off of the Green coach's reaction right now. And that's also big, though, the foul, because now any other foul on Green will send Sydney to the line.
Conroy will get the ball and try to go to the interior. It's knocked away and goes right back to the Trojans. We've seen a lot of passes tonight where a pass tries to go to the interior or a long pass ahead. Just, you know, the basketball getting tipped out of bounds constantly here. Been very active hands by both sides on defense. And now a steal by Conroy. Puts it up and is fouled as she stole that ball deep in the defensive territory. Did not get the shot to go, but is fouled and will head to the line.
That was a great play right there, reading that and getting that steal.
2.5 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Look at
35-35.
I like this little strategy right here.
This is an interesting strategy as Conroy hits the first shot. One of the Green players went over to talk to Coach Gorton, and a Sydney player just followed her and basically kind of didn't allow the conversation to happen. Conroy hit one out of two, so it's 36-35. And Knapp trying to dribble back down the floor with 2.5 to go in the fourth. I don't know if I've ever seen that. I don't know if she meant to do it or not. But
she was definitely told to do it, but I don't know by who, but I appreciate it.
Bales knocks it out of bounds with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. I thought, okay, maybe she just was told on defense, you go wherever she goes, and she took that very literally. Now a steal by Bales. Wants to take it in. Right-handed layup is good for Sydney. And Bales gets her first bucket of the night, and Sydney's back up by three, 38-35.
First bucket, but a big time for it.
2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Back down the floor. Flanagan is fouled. and this will give the ball to Green on the far side. So here's our foul situation. Green has five team fouls. Sydney now has three. And I believe Sydney wants to take a timeout. Yes, we're going to step away for 30 seconds with Sydney girls leading 38-35 over Green with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. 2:15 to go here in this fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. This should be a fun last 2 minutes of this ball game here at Sydney High School tonight. Green is trailing Sydney 38-35. Green with the basketball. Flanagan, far side, Callie Knapp through her hands. Can she save it? She does, but it goes to Conroy, and Sydney's got the basketball. Over the half-court timeline, here is Bales to the high post. Sirigliano, a jumper is no good, but she's fouled. And Ava's going to head to the line with 1:52 left. Ava with 18 so far tonight.
That was a nice little entry by Bales right there to find Ava right wide open in the middle of the paint like that. As you were talking about, they've tried that and just hasn't worked out, but that was a nice job right there.
Bales just does a little bit of everything. She's scrappy, plays good defense, hustles. You know, if we had a hustle award, she would certainly get it.
I think we have a foul out.
Foul number five here on Mia Yonner. It's been a tough night for her. 6 points, played well, but just kind of picked up a bunch of those tough interior fouls as it's been a battle there. They seem to be adjusting one more thing on the clock here as well as this will be Lila Byfield coming in for Green to replace Mia Yonner. So 1:52 to go here, fourth quarter. Ava at the line, trying to add to her point total. First one is good for Ava. She has 19. 19 of Sydney's 39 tonight, coming by way of Ava Sirigliano. And the second shot here for Ava is good. She has 20. That makes it 40-35. Sydney with one of their largest leads since the second quarter with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Abby Yonner with the kiss off the glass, and it's good. And Green's not going anywhere yet. Yonner with 6 points, and it's 40-37. Here's Ava Sirigliano in front of the Sydney bench as the Sabres go left to right. Ava steps through and traveled as she tried to get that jump stop for the shot, and this time they call it. With 1:32 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 40-37. Sydney girls on top. Green will look to get it in. It's stolen back here by Bales after it was tipped by Sirigliano. Miley with the jumper, hit the rim but wouldn't go down, and she's fouled and will head to the line. Foul's going to be on Claire Flanagan here for the Trojans, her third.
And if I were Sydney, when I'm getting the ball back, I would slow it down a little bit. We have the lead. Don't need to rush it right now.
Nayla cannot get the first one to go at the line, so it's still 40-37. You also know that if you're going to get fouled here, I mean, Green already has the five fouls as a team. Nayla's second shot won't go. Ava with a rebound cleans up the glass. Her second shot won't go, but Bree Taylor says, "I got you," and she pumps it up and in. Taylor now with 6 points, and it's 42-37 with 1:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Green with the ball on the inbounds now. Green looking for options. They get it in to Callie Knapp. Knapp is tied up, and Green's able to call a timeout. With 1:15 left, it's Sydney 42, Green 37. Mac Girls High School Hoops tonight. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service.
stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 1:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney girls leading Green 42-37. It's been a back-and-forth game, and I wouldn't rule out anything quite yet. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here. And out of this timeout, Sky, we'll see what Green is able to do. This is a big possession here for the Trojans. Splitting the defense, here's Claire Flanagan. Does a great job, throws one ahead. Abby Yonner tosses up a long two. Might have rushed it a little bit and missed it off the front of the rim. Miley with a big rebound. Coach Pierce yelling out to slow it down here to Bella Conroy. Into the corner now for Nayla Miley. Back to Ava Sirigliano. Ava on the right side. Has her pocket picked here by Callie Knapp. Knapp to the left side of the floor, trying to take it into the interior and scores. Big bucket there from Callie Knapp. And it's 42-39 with 43 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Green's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30. A three-point game. It's not over yet. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 47 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Let's set the scene. Sydney girls on top, 42-39. It's been a back-and-forth game here over the Green Trojans. These two teams in opposite divisions of the MAC, but these crossover games are very big for sure. And so Green will have the ball, I believe. Am I right? Yeah, 47th. No, Sydney has the ball.
Green just made the layup.
Sydney has the ball. 47 seconds left, and a key possession coming up here. But Callie Knapp with a huge steal and a finish there to cut this back to a three-point game just a minute ago for Green.
And being with 47 seconds, Green does not need to foul here. So look to get a stop. We've seen plenty of steals tonight. So maybe look to get one of those as well.
Team foul situation, Green with five, Sydney with three. Sydney will get it in. They go to Sirigliano. Tries to split the defense. She might have walked there, but got away with it. West now is double-teamed. She's in trouble, and they just get a timeout here after Coach Pierce. With 39 seconds left, Green was bringing the heat, and Sydney almost gave it away, but Coach Pierce bails them out with a timeout. All right, we're going to step away for another 30 seconds. It's 42-39. Sydney on top of Green here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here tonight. 42-39 our score late in this ball game. Sydney girls up by three. Sydney will have the ball near midcourt in front of the scorer's table here. I just have a feeling this could be a wild finish. I don't know. I have a hunch.
Something about the first three quarters and, 7 minutes and 20 seconds or whatever it is tell you that.
Not easy to predict here tonight. Hey, stay tuned tomorrow night as well. We're going to be up in Morris for the opening round of the Ray Clement Tournament. Morris boys hosting Section 3, very good team, Frankfurt Schuyler. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here on WCDO. Sydney throwing it in. It's tipped. Bella West chases it down on the far side. We got 37 seconds left. The steal by Green. Abby Yonner, a huge steal. Now to Callie Knapp. What's Green do here? Do they try to just get a quick two? Do they go for a three? High post now for Lila Byfelt. Lost it. Abby Yonner tried to scoop in there. Couldn't get it. But then an up and down call here on Sydney is going to give it back to Green with 21 seconds left. The Trojans still have life. Double dribble call there, and now Green is going to take a timeout, and it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll step away for 30. We'll come back. We'll reset the scene here. 21 seconds left in this ball game. Sydney girls on top, 42-39 over Green. We'll be back on CDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 42-39, 21 seconds left. Sydney girls on top of Green. Green will have the ball. It's all going to come down to this. So we'll see what Coach Gorton draws up in the timeout here. Either way, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Green's going to have the ball in front of their own bench as they go right to left. Dutcher's got to try to get it in soon here. Tries to go to the interior, knocked away by Sirigliano. Stolen back, though, by Green. Flanagan with the steal. Tries to take it to the inside and is fouled with 15 seconds left. Let's recap that. Green threw it in. Sydney stole it. Green stole it back and then got fouled. Wow. And so the foul is going to be on Bella Conroy, and it sends Claire Flanagan to the line here with about 16 seconds left, 15.9. Flanagan at the line cannot get the first shot to go. Missed it short. And the second one is coming here for Flanagan. Big shot here if she could cut it to two. Flanagan's second shot is good. So Flanagan's got eight. Makes it 42-40. Sydney's just got to get the ball up the court here. And now a foul by Flanagan. And they foul Michaela Bales. Probably the person you'd want to foul here in this situation, as just that Michaela only has 2 points here tonight. You got to try to test her a little bit. So 11.2 seconds left. Here's Michaela Bales at the line to shoot two for Sydney.
Do they advance the ball on timeouts for high school girls, do you know?
If you ask for it. As Michaela cannot get the first shot to go. So I just saw Coach Gorton talking to the official. I'm assuming he's going to say, I'm taking a timeout and I want to advance. Still a two-point game. Here's Bales. Her second shot is good. So Michaela Bales hits that. So Coach Gorton right here saying he wants to advance. He gets the timeout and he gets to pick where. So he's pointing to the far side of the floor. Wants it on the far side over by the Sydney student section at half court. So 43-40, we'll keep it right here, Sky. Sydney girls on top by three. And again, we'll be back tomorrow night. Rich Turnbull will be joining me tomorrow as I'll have the Morris boys taking on Frankfurt Schuyler. That'll be the first round of the Ray Clement Tournament in Morris. They will play the winner of the Deposit Hancock and South Courtright game. That's happening right now. So that's going to be a good tournament up there in Morris, I think. A lot of good boys teams for sure.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make an appearance, but I might wait till Saturday because I believe there's a good Oneonta game tomorrow night that I might go up to.
Oneonta boys, boy, off to a hot start, huh?
Yep, I believe they play Owego tomorrow night up at the high school in Oneonta, so might go check that one out. I haven't seen them play yet this year, so might do that.
Oneonta boys, size, youth.
Yep.
Sounds like they have a lot of youth still in the pipeline and in the younger levels, too. We could, and, you know, knock on wood, I don't want to make any Oneonta fans upset, but we could be looking at a very strong group coming through for the Oneonta boys over the next 5, 6, 7 years.
That's what I've heard.
And I think a lot of Oneonta fans would be happy, too, because you got to feel like that group with Graham and Teddy and those guys, it kind of got taken away a little bit with COVID.
Yep.
And so it could be a lot of fun for sure for the Oneonta boys. Back here, 11 seconds left. It's 43-40. Out of the timeout, Green with the ball. Here's Abby Yonner trying to go to Claire Flanagan. Now to Josie Dutcher. Back over to Byfeld. Flanagan, a three. Moon ball just off the back of the rim. A good look. Yonner, can she get another shot off at the buzzer? It's short. It won't go. And Sydney wins 43-40. Green got two good looks at it there, Sky.
Yes, they did. That last one was just short, too. Wow, what a finish.
A great finish here, and Sydney comes away with the win, 43-40. A great game here tonight for some Thursday night hoops. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the postgame show on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. One last time to Sydney High School. 43-40 is our final score. Sydney girls, hang on for this win over Green here, Sky. What did you think about this game back and forth? I mean, it was tough because there was turnovers. I think anybody in the building would say sloppy at times, but just hard fought, and you got to give them that.
It was, and when a game is like that, you never really know what could happen, right? I mean, you're thinking, in an ideal game, there's not that many turnovers and stuff like that. But when it is like that, you never know how this game's going to end. And we definitely got a very interesting finish there with Green, as you said, getting two good looks.
All right, let's go through the scoring summary tonight. First for Sydney, a game-high 20 points tonight for Ava Sirigliano. She was great. Nayla Miley with 6 points apiece for the eighth grader, Bella Conroy, and then Bree Taylor. And then 3 points for Michaela Bales, including a huge foul shot there at the end for Sydney. Very balanced on the other side for Green. 8 points apiece for Claire Flanagan and Josie Dutcher. 6 points apiece for Mia Yonner, Abby Yonner, and Callie Knapp. 4 points for Maya Leggett, and then 1 apiece for Molly Cornell and Lila Byfeld. This is what we knew from Green coming in, that they are a very balanced team. They showed it here tonight, and I think that will serve them well going forward the rest of the year. All right, let's get into our three awards here tonight. Again, we give 2 awards to the winning team, 1 to the losing team. First tonight is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. 20 points for Ava tonight. They don't win without her. It seems like the logical choice here tonight for me, Sky.
Yeah, I have no comment, really, because that was just, I mean, it makes sense, right? So she was very impressive. I haven't seen her play, but I was very impressed by her tonight.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with Callie Knapp tonight from Green. I thought she was all over the place. She got a couple of those steals that she then took in for a layup. You talked about the one where she had the nice crossover
Yes. And
took it in. I just thought, good hustle, great on defense, and it kind of fits the bill there.
Yeah, absolutely. She made that. I remember that play right there. She made a great steal, nice crossover, so I agree with that one as well.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Had a couple of different thoughts here tonight, but I think I'd like to go with Michaela Bales here for Sydney, the senior. We said she's going on to play field hockey, but she just gives it her all. Great defense, great hustle, scrappy, was a big part of their press. Just kind of a jack of all trades tonight. I'd like to give it to her.
Yeah, and she made a couple really big plays late in the game. There was one steal where she got the fast break layup, and that was a big bucket there for Sydney. And as you said, all game it seemed like she was all over the court. And, well, she's going to Hartwick, too, so, I mean, got to give a little extra points.
Got
there, right?
Exactly. Yep, maybe that helped here tonight. So, but that's our three awards here tonight. Sky, a big thank you for coming on. I'm sure we'll be seeing you hopefully a lot more this year.
Hey, it was fun as always, and a different element for me being in a gym as opposed to outdoors for a football game, but I enjoy it.
A lot warmer in here, right? You know,
so. It's just the walk back to the car.
Yes, yeah. That time of the year, you walk out, you never know what's going to be going on out there. Walked out of Unitigo last night, snow blowing. I could barely see the car. I'm like, I thought this was a good night here. But that's how it goes, so. All right, big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well. He's our producer down on in our Main Street studios. Jim always does a great job. He'll be with us tomorrow night as well. Again, the Morris boys hosting Section 3 Power, Frankfurt Skyler. Should be a great game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So join us for that and our Butler Auto pregame show. Final score, Sydney girls. Clip Green here tonight at home, 43-40. For Skyler Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
Shake it to the top.